You know someone has lived well enough to rattle the establishment, when the New York Times smears them in their obituary. That distinction was achieved by William Bloom, historian and critic of U.S. foreign policy, once a State Department computer programmer who aspired to take part in the great anti-communist crusade. Bloom quit government in 1967 out of disgust with the Vietnam War and became a founding editor of the Washington Free Press, one of the first alternative papers of the New Left. In books like The CIA, A Forgotten History, which was re-released as Killing Hope, U.S. Military and CIA Interventions Since World War II, and Rogue State, A Guide to the World's Only Superpower, Bloom documented the violent and anti-democratic record of the U.S. empire. We at FAIR frequently had cause to cite his work. So how did the New York Times frame this remarkable life? With this remarkable headline, quote, William Bloom, U.S. policy critic cited by bin Laden, dies at 85, close quote. Yes, to the Times, the most important thing about Bill Bloom's life is that Osama bin Laden once remarked that Rogue State would be useful for Americans to read. Bloom denounced the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks in New York and Washington, his obituary writer Sam Roberts acknowledged, but he didn't disavow bin Laden's recommendation or express sufficient regret that bin Laden also held disdain for the policies carried out by the department for which he had once worked. While Roberts doesn't suggest what sort of formulation would have been deemed satisfactory, a good guess would be none. Along with that headline, the piece achieved what former FAIR staffer Peter Hart called peak New York Times, with the line that Bloom had reiterated, quote, his unpopular but not unique position that American intervention abroad had been breeding enemies and inviting terrorism, close quote. Unpopular, but not unique. That's a good one. If the New York Times would work as hard on the sort of clear-eyed examination of U.S. foreign policy and honest reckoning with its repercussions that Bloom provided, they might have less need for that sort of posthumous pettiness. You're listening to Counterspin, brought to you each week by the Media Watch Group FAIR.